In Kerem Hospital, Parshas Yisro. Abosai, Parshas Yisro is famous, as we know, for storing inside of it, for housing, the Aseres HaDibros. Matan Torah happens in Parshas Yisro, which is obviously a very, very big highlight in the Torah, maybe the biggest highlight, perhaps the biggest revelation that exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Rav Yochel coming down to Har Sinai and giving the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. But if you look in the parasha, you'll notice the following fascinating thing. Right before Matan Torah, right before the actual Aseres HaDibros are given to Moshe, to Bnei Yisrael, Hashem talks to Bnei Yisrael, so there's a conversation that takes place between Moshe and Hashem. It's fascinating to note, just because it's almost like a little bit out of place. Moshe is already up on Har Sinai. Everything's ready to go. There's already noise and sounds and everything is ready to roll. And now the Torah says the following thing. Right before, before the actual Aseres HaDibros begin, the Torah says like this. Hashem says to Moshe, this is Perek Yitzhak, Pasuk Chavalet. Ayom Hashem Moshe, Reid Ha'id Ba'am. Go down and warn the people. Ken Yeresu El Hashem Leros. That they shouldn't go and climb up the mountain to see the Nafalim and the Rav. Because if they do, God forbid, many of them are going to fall. Not just fall physically, but they're going to fall, unfortunately, and they're going to fall. The Gama Kohanim and Yigashim al Hashem is Kadashu, Penifros Bam Hashem. So, Pasuk Chagimah, Moshe says back to Hashem, wait, Hashem, Ayom Moshe al Hashem, Lo Yuchal Amal Los Lar Sinai. They can't go up anyway. Why? Ki Atai Dosa Banu Lemor. Because you already warned us, they're not going to come up anyway, because Hashem, you told us that they can't come up, so they're not going to go up anymore. Pazuchav Dalet. Vayomer Elav Hashem Lech Reid. Moshe, go down. Valisa Tav Aaron Imach, and Aaron will come with you back up. Vakonim Vaam Al Yeresu La'alos Vashem Penifetz Bam. Vayirid Moshe Elam, Vayomer Elam, and that's where we begin. A fascinating discussion over here. And it needs explanation. What exactly is going on in the Torah over here? That immediately prior to the Aseres HaDibros, we have this exchange between Moshe and Hashem regarding Bnei Yisrael not coming up to Har Sinai. Abosad is a famous medrash, a medrash that we know from pre-1A. In fact, my son Eli, a few months ago, he had his Misibat Chumash. He got his Chumash. In first grade, he got it here in Israel. And they actually put on like a little play at the Chumash play. And in the Chumash play, they acted out this medrash. A famous medrash.
Is it a mechilta?
It's a mechilta. And the mechilta, the famous mechilta comments, fellas, like this. Hashem, we know before he gave the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, he went to all the nations in the world and said, do you want the Torah? And they acted this out so cute. It was a beautiful display. They all dressed up. This one was dressed up as Ishmael. And this one was dressed up as Amon and Moab. And this one was dressed up as different countries in the world. And they try to act it out. Do you want the Torah? Or what does it say in the Torah? It says Lo Sirtza. I don't want the Torah. Do you want the Torah? What does it say? And this is all in Hebrew and it's very cute and they have a whole play and they're all dressed up and it's very, and they have these, you know, they're wearing the turbans on their head. It's very cute. Anyway, to make a long story somewhat shorter, bottom line is, we know that they all said no. They all didn't want the Torah, the Medrash says. And then Hashem comes to Bnei Yisrael and says, do you want the Torah? And what happens? We know we say Na'aseh v'nishma, and the rest, as they say in English, is history. The rest is history. Abosai, the obvious question which the Mefarshim on the Medrash asked is like this. Listen to this question. A very strong question. It's not fair. Everybody else had a test. Everybody else was tested, and they were tested. Do you want to just look? The mitzvah is a mitzvah over here. It says Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach. You want it? We can't do that. And what was the test of Bnei Yisrael? Why didn't Hashem give a mitzvah to Bnei Yisrael to see if they were able to handle the Torah as well? As if like, you know, totally fine for Bnei Yisrael. Maybe we will also not be able to handle the Torah. What's going on over here? Ask the Mefarshei HaMedrash, what's going on over here that everyone else has a test about a mitzvah in the Torah? And Bnei Yisrael, there's no test whatsoever. We're just giving the Torah right away. Now, obviously one could answer. What would the obvious answer be, fellas?
Yes, sir.
What would the obvious answer be? What did we say? Which two words did we say? We said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So we totally, kind of like, we showed our desire for the Torah without having, asking what was in it. So Hashem didn't even have to challenge us. They asked, Hashem said, okay, this one's in it. We didn't even ask. We just said, Na'aseh v'nishma, and therefore we got the Torah right away. That's one suggestion. I've also said, listen carefully, there's a tremendous pshat from the Maharal. And this is going to be a theme of the idea that I want to impart with you all today as this the theme of this parasha. Says the Maharal Prague the following pshat. My father shared with me this Maharal last night, and I found it also, my father showed me, it's in this sefer, beautiful sefer by a poem the Rebbe called Himo Yinachamuni. Listen to this Maharal, listen carefully. Says the Maharal, it's not true. B'nai Yisrael were tested. We did get a mitzvah before we had the Torah. Which one? I don't see one. Says the Maharal, there was one mitzvah. You know what it was? This mitzvah of not going up to Har Sinai. Hagbel es ha'am saviv. Make sure there's borders around Har Sinai. You can't go up. That was our mitzvah. What kind of challenge is that? Where's the challenge? What's the big deal? Zuck the Maharal listens so beautifully, says the Maharal. You know why? Because embedded in the nature of a Jew is the concept of a ratzon, of a bakasha, of a bikash to get close to Hashem. The pasuk says, Am zu yatzarti li, Hashem created the nation of the Jewish people. Ti lasi yisaperu. Part of our essence is to want to get close to Hashem. That's what we're about. We have a bakasha, we have a yearning to get close to Hashem. So Hashem had to say, you know what? That's your natural inclination. That's what you want to do. Stay put. Stay at the bottom of the mountain. Don't go up. Even though you're going to want to go up. You're going to want to jump up. You're going to want to get close to Hashem. Because that's what we want to do naturally. Hashem says, no. Sorry guys, you can't do that. You have to wait. Wait down on the mountain. Wait beneath the mountain. Because naturally we'd want to go up. Because naturally the Jewish people are people of Mevakshim. Naturally, we're people that want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem had to say, you know what? Stop. Slow down. So important this was, according to this pshat, that even before the Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe again, go down and make sure they don't go up because they're going to want to go up. Because that's what Bnei Yisrael, they want. They want to get close to Hashem. They're Mevakshim. And because that's who they are and what they are, a special order is needed right before Matan Torah happens, tell Bnei Yisrael not to go up to the mountain. Rabosai, I saw a beautiful pshat. Some of us are going to see Wade this next week, probably. Some of us will maybe even be in the waves. There's a pasuk that says, this is said in Slichos. Now we have an Yishlanu Shnei Sfaradim po achshav. Sfaradi Achad Taor, Sfaradi Sheni Taor. Yafeh Meod. In Slichot, the Slichos before Yom Kippur, we say the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Besogalav Atat Tisha B'chein. So galav means, what's so? Like sea. The height of galav. What's a gal? Waves. Atat tishavchem, you praise B'nai Yisrael. What's the connection between the height of the waves and B'nai Yisrael? What's the pshat in that? Listen carefully, there's a beautiful pshat. I saw this in a Zilberstein Sefer, in one Alino Shabbat. Listen to what he says, so nice. He says, how far, where's the limit, fellas, of the sea? Or the ocean? Where's it going to go to?
Sure.
To the shore. That's part of its nature. Its nature is, you know what? It's not going to go past the seashore. There's a shore that was created. Hashem said, until here are you going to go. But you know what? As soon as the wave is about to come in to see what happens, what does it do? It just comes in naturally, calmly? No, what does it do? What does it do? It comes up. It jumps up. Why? Because it wants more. Even though naturally it's not going to go beyond the sea, and it doesn't go beyond the shore of the sea, but the nature, it goes beyond its nature. It wants more than what it has. The Sogalah, Atat HaShadchein, says the Zilberstein, the Pshad, is that we're praised like the sea, that we're Mevakshim, we go beyond what we have. We don't just say, okay, fine, okay, Seder, Imbaya, okay. So I'll know a little bit, I'll know the Pshad in this Ramban, so I'll know it okay, so I'll know it a little bit. I won't know it fully, I won't know it out of soap, that's alright, no. We don't do that. We don't stop and are satisfied with a little bit. We try as best as we can to be mevakshim, to be people that look and go ahead and try to be mevakshim as much as possible. One more quick word before a story. Abosai. There are four avos in Zikin. What are they? Shor, Bor, Maveh, and Hever. Shor is easy. It's an ox. Bor is easy. It's a pit. Hever is easy. It's a fire. What's Maveh? Mav is a machlokas in the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel. One opinion is that it's a man. Why is man called Maveh? Mem, Vet, Ayin, Hey. What's Maveh? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. You know why man is called a Maveh? Based on the pasuk, Amar Shomer Asar Boker Im Tivayun Bayu. You know what that means? If you want, want. If you ask, ask. Man is called Maveh because man is a Mevakesh. Man is a person that's yearning, that's searching for more, that's never satisfied with what he has. He's always looking to get more and to get more and to get more. Abosai, why did Hashem do this before our Sinai? Why did Hashem stop us? Why did Hashem stop us? Why did Hashem let us go from Mevakshim? Why did Hashem just let us climb up the mountain? Let's climb up. Let's go. What's the answer? Listen carefully. This is a hard point to swallow sometimes. But listen closely. We can even be Mevakish. But sometimes it's not balanced. When you want to conquer Rome in a day, or build Rome in a day, but Rome wasn't built in a day. And the stifler, we'll get to him in a second with the famous mice in a second, wasn't made in a day. And nothing great happens overnight. And therefore Hashem says, even though the arm of action, even though we do strive and we want more, but it has to be balanced. It has to be leveled. It can't be a blitz. Ah, wow, here I am. Now I'm ready to conquer the world. No. You have to want. Oh, blitz, very good. You have to want. But at the end of the day, no blitzes on this guy. But you have to want. You have to go in levels. Shlav achar shlav. And then Hashem says, wait. We're on the bottom of the mountain. I'm going to close the shmuz with a famous ma'isa, a beautiful ma'isa, rather famous ma'isa, but it's a ma'isa that's worth repeating. If you didn't hear this ma'isa before, you should know this ma'isa. This ma'isa should be part of our essence. The ma'isa is about Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Chaim Shmuel Levitz once went to go ahead and visit his relative, the altar of Nevardak. The altar of Nevardak was a great, great Talmud Chacham. And he went to visit him. He went to visit him in his yeshiva in Nevardak. Big yeshiva in Nevardak, a chashuv yeshiva in Nevardak. And he went to visit him in his yeshiva. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz walks into the yeshiva and turns to his uncle, who was the head of the yeshiva in Nevardak, the altar in Nevardak, and says, Feter, which means in Yiddish, uncle, who is the best bacher in the yeshiva? Who's the best guy in the yeshiva? So the altar turns to him and says, that guy over there on the side, he's the biggest masmid. So Chaim Shlomo says, okay, and who's the best bacher in the yeshiva? That guy on that side over there, he's the biggest bal chesed in the yeshiva. And Chaim says, okay, thank you very much, Feter, uncle, but who's the best bacher in the yeshiva? That guy over there, he's the biggest bal kishron. He's the brightest guy in the yeshiva. And this goes on and on, a few times, 5, 6 times. And finally, the altar turns to him and says, but you want to know who the best bacher in the yeshiva is? And he turns to a corner, and tucked away in the corner, fellas, is the stipler, the father of Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, who we saw last week in Bnei Brak. The stipler, the Kilos Yaakov, who we've seen in Shir Baruch Hashem this year, we'll see again, Bez Hashem. And he says, you know why he's the best bacher in the yeshiva? Because that bacher is the biggest mevakish in the yeshiva. He's the one that wants it the most. And the altar said, the best bacher is the bacher that wants the most. Your brains are a gift, and your ability to, and your nature to do chesed is also a gift. All these things are a gift. But if a person has this mila being a mevakish, fellas, if a person wants it, if a person really, really wants to grow, then they'll grow. And we learn from this parasha, fellas, that the growth that a person has to try to strive for has to be a gradual growth. Has to be a growth that's healthy, that's balanced, a consistent growth, step after step, one after the other, building block after block. And Be'ez Hashem, when we all do that, we'll be zocha, pleased to be, please God, be zocha to be great mevakshim, and people that the world looks to and says, ah, this is the best bacher. This is the bacher, this is the fellow who tries the best, who works the best, who is the most mevakish. We should all be zocha to try to inculcate this midah of being mevakshim, and to strive the best that we can to accomplish our potential. Fellas, have a great Shabbos and a refuah shleima to Aaron. Yeah.